From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. In case you haven't noticed, it's graduation season, and for those who will don a cap and gown, it's a very exciting time. After all those final exams and term papers and tuition payments, it's time to say goodbye. Or at least those grads think they're saying a final farewell. You see, in the deep dark of night, when they're fast asleep, their minds might think otherwise.
I would wake up and imagine that my professors had not tallied up my marks properly and I really hadn't passed. And so at the end of the day, last minute, as I got up to the podium, they'd go, "Oh, you haven't graduated," and send me back down.
And I had a dream that it was the day before graduation and I had gotten an email saying, "I'm sorry, you're not graduating for this and this reason." And I was just freaking out in the dream, and then I woke up and thankfully it was not true.
The night before, I dreamt that I had made it to my graduation, and when I got up on stage, they told me that I didn't belong there and I actually had to go home, and all my friends came up and threw me off the stage and I had to leave and then watch them all come out in their hats and cloaks while I sat on the side of the road.
In downtown Boston, that was Varun Mazumdar, Katia Erdik, and Louisa Morgan sharing graduation dreams. And I should say, actually, a few of those sounded more like nightmares. It seems that most of us have had these anxiety dreams. I know I have. In fact, almost every member of the ATC staff has fessed up to waking up in a cold sweat from time to time. So we decided to try to find out why classroom anxiety dreams are so common. And we turned to Kelly Bulkley. He's a professor of psychology, theology, and dream studies. Yes, dream studies. Thank you for joining us. Dream studies is actually such a thing.
There is indeed. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad there is, because you can answer this question. Why do so many of us wake up in the middle of the night in the cold sweat about unfinished business, so often having to do with school experiences?
Well, these kinds of dreams aren't that common in terms of overall frequency, but they tend to be very impactful when they do occur. And so people tend to remember them for longer and more vividly than they do other dreams. And there's several different reasons why that might be.
And among those reasons?
Well, it depends on if you're a current student, dreaming about school and classes and anxieties about that is kind of a natural part of your current experience. It's a little different when people are having these dreams well after they graduate from school. And then the question is, why do these emotional echoes keep kind of reverberating around our sleeping minds?
And that seems to happen so often, that years after you've graduated from high school, college, law school, medical school, those experiences still visit you in the middle of the night. What would account for that?
Well, one way to look at this is to think of what graduations are. And for many people in our society, other than weddings or funerals, a graduation is the most powerful and dramatic ritual experience they ever go through. And graduations in some ways are our society's version of a rite of passage, where we make a transition from youth to maturity. And just like other rites of passages in other cultures, graduations have aspects of an ordeal, of a trial by fire. And there's uncertainties, and our old self dies in a metaphorical way. And so for all those reasons, it makes a deep impact on us. So I think it makes sense in that regard that we continue to have dreams about that kind of experience throughout our lives.
Now, this experience is not unique to the States. If we visited another culture, would we find that graduates would have these kinds of dreams in Europe, Asia, Africa, other continents?
Yeah, there's not a lot of research directly on that, but what we do know is that anywhere there are schools, you're going to find school dreams and school nightmares. And the most interesting thing I've found in research I've done for a historical project is that the earliest exam dreams, the first example of a test anxiety nightmare that I can find, goes back to early China, when in the second century BCE, they instituted a system of civil service exams that allowed people to enter into the government. And lo and behold, they start reporting exam nightmares.
In the second century.
Yeah, going as far back in China as they've got written records. So, yeah, this is something that we find in not just in contemporary America, but anywhere people have been taking tests and attending school.
So, Mr. Bulkley, if you're 20 years past graduation, why would you still have that dream? What's the message there?
Yeah, part of it is that sometimes the ordeal that we go through in school and to graduate creates a kind of a metaphorical template for any time we're going through a transition or a challenge or something difficult. And as we're sleeping and our mind is mulling over the events of the day, we dream about them. And that sometimes will help us prepare for a comparable, you know, metaphorically similar kind of situation in the present time.
Better freshen up your resume or make that car
payment.
Perhaps. Get your taxes in on time.
Yeah, and there's something too. I mean, sometimes there doesn't seem to be a waking life trigger to some of these dreams. They just kind of happen. And I mean, I'm a religious studies scholar by training. So what I hear with some of those dreams is almost a fear of failure, almost like a secular version of Judgment Day or something. You know, that higher authorities are examining you and finding you lacking in some way or other. And I think all people have those kinds of existential concerns that these dreams seem to be giving voice to from time to time.
So, Kelly Walkley, you're a professor of psychology, theology, and as we said, dream studies. You had to spend a lot of time in classrooms in order to attain those titles.
Yes, what is
your anxiety dream?
Well, I find myself back in school settings, either high school or college, and I'm confused and I'm uncertain. I don't know where to go for class. And at a certain point often in my dreams, I realize, wait a minute, I'm done with school. There aren't any more schools I can go to. And so I will often wake up with that sense of I still have this wistful desire to be in school. It's a fun, happy time for me and for many people. But I realize that's not my place anymore. That's not where my life is right now.
Dr. Kelly Bulkley teaches at the Graduate Theological Union in Berkeley, California. Thank you so much, and thanks for clearing this up for us.
Well, thanks for having me. Sweet dreams.